Hello.
Oh, hi, Ethan.
Yes.
Hey, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Happy Monday, right?
Yeah, happy Monday.
We survived the weekend. That has to be a good thing.
Yeah.
So I got your text message. You wanted to take care of the past due balance and then cancel your account?
Yes.
Okay, I can help you with that. So I don't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file or if you needed to use a different one, but this one tried to process in middle of the night at like 2 in the morning and it didn't go through.
I think I have to use a different card. I believe I had put it on one of my extra cards that I don't really – I only put money in there when I need to put money in there. So what's it called? And plus, it was actually kind of good that it did go overdue because I haven't really been keeping an eye on it, and I went back to like normal work full time and not really doing anything with my business right now. So it's, you know, it's kind of like a little bit of a waste of money right now. So, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry that you had to go back to work full-time, though, rather than, you know, growing your business. But, I mean, at least
yeah.
You have some stable income coming in, so that's good, right?
Yeah, it's good. It's pushing me in the right direction. And I actually started working with this guy when he first started his business. So if there's anybody who learned from it, yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, so he's like a mentor of yours.
Yes.
Oh, neat. Okay. Well, yeah, that's always good to be with someone like that that knows the trade and you can learn from. That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, okay, we'll take care of you. No worries. My only question is, for the new card number, is it still the same billing address on San Lucas Drive?
Yes.
It is? Okay. And then I'm ready for that number whenever you are.
It's going to be 4815.
Okay.
8203.
Uh-huh.
3697.
Okay.
8323.
Okay, expiration?
Expiration is 1226.
And the code?
138.
138.
And then
okay.
If you don't mind me asking, it's just, did the past due balance go up past the 258?
Nope, you're catching it in time. That wouldn't go up until October 7th, so right now you're only past due for 129.
Perfect.
Yep, you're catching it, which is good. Okay, so let me get the green light. And before I process the cancellation, I want to give you a couple of options. Number one, we do allow seasonal holds for up to 90 days. So if you feel that, you know, you're working full time for your mentor now, but you might ramp up your business in the future. What I can do is, since today is the 18th, I can push the next billing out to October 18th, and then we could pause the October, November, December payments. And then should you decide to go back to your business, it would automatically resume in January 18th. That's one option. People like that option because obviously, you know, the website that we built is usually $2,500 up front plus the hosting. But that way you don't kind of lose everything. Everything kind of, you know, stays open should you decide to use it in the future. Now, if you want to reinstate your business sooner, you could call us. Or if come January 18th you decide that, oh, everything's going so well with my mentor, I don't even need it, of course, cancel it out and you wouldn't have any further charges. That's one option. Second option would be to cancel the program and just keep the website, and we could do that for $29 monthly for the hosting of the site. So obviously, you want to do that? Okay. Yeah, I never recommend that unless it's the last resort, just because a website in and of itself, you know, you need one in 2023, but sometimes it doesn't bring business. But that way, at least you have it open on the side, you know, which is great. So
yeah. And let me, honestly, what it is just in my area, I may not have a lot of Google reviews or anything. I don't really have any of that stuff right now. But a lot of the people in my area aren't really doing any work. So just the fact that my name comes up, it still is a possibility of giving me business in the area.
Oh, yeah, that's true. If they can look you up and they see that you have, you know, a valid site. I've seen these sites bring business like that exactly kind of to solidify where, you know, even a word of mouth referral or someone that might find you on another platform, if they look you up and they see that you're a valid business and there's nice things being said about you, chances are they're going to hire you. So let me just see if.
There's like about maybe three or four other businesses in Yucaipa. One of the guys is, he's really old and he really only takes on a few jobs every now and then. There's another guy, he does some fencing, but he's usually booked out. So, the boss I'm working for right now used to work here in town. So he gets some of the jobs out in San Bernardino, that are from Yucaipa. So it's pretty cool because sometimes he'll do like, freelance job basically for me and send me out to the job by myself here in Yucaipa, which is good because, like, you know, if I ever go do a job by myself, it's just a familiar face, you know, and you know, they'll see me around town driving my truck and stuff, you know, people will know who I am as well. And it's pretty cool because even though he's my mentor and I'm doing it for his business, anything I make at the shop, he allows me to use that as my portfolio, which is very nice. He doesn't have to, you know, do that. So I really, really appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So, okay, well then, yeah, we'll keep the site open for you and you're paid in full for now. So that $29 won't charge until October 18th, which is 30 days from today. Okay.
Yep, that sounds good. Thank you so much.
Oh, good. Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad that I was able to help. So have a really nice rest of your week, too, okay?
You too.
All right, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
All right.